Hey, you're listening to Day by Day April Wine. Today we're going to talk about the band's third album, Electric Jewels, from 1973. It was during the recording of this album that founding members David and Richie Henman quit the band, following their cousin Jim Henman, who had quit before the previous album. So Miles Goodwin and Jim Clench held auditions and found a replacement drummer named Jerry Mercer and a guitar player named Gary Moffitt.
Weeping widow, don't you cry. Dressed in black, I don't know why. All the time have you been waiting? You should feel like celebrating.
So, Electric Jewels opens with a very cool song called Weeping Widow. Parts of this song actually have a heavy metal vibe. It's a pretty awesome arrangement, very interesting. I think this is a great song. Up next, the second song on Electric Jewels by April Wine is called Just Like That, a driving rock song with a nice chorus. This one is a lot of fun. It has a nice bridge as well. So this album is off to a hell of a start.
Oh,
The third song on the album is the title track, Electric Jewels. I'm not sure about this one. It's a throwback to that hippie vibe from their first album, 6 minutes long. I might like this with a more straightforward kind of rhythm. It's not terrible, but in the end, I don't really like the way it's put together. Fourth song on the album is a boring acoustic ballad called You Opened My Eyes, almost 5 minutes long, and it really does nothing for me.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the album over, side 2 opens with a decent enough rock song called Come On Along. I like the heavy guitar, and the section that Miles sings is cool. Kind of has a Rush vibe. I definitely like the riffing at the end of the song, so this is a fun one.
I don't wanna lie to you.
Second song on side two is called Lady Run, Lady Hide. A bigger ballad with big production, pretty short for this kind of song, at barely clocking in at 3 minutes, but I'm not a big fan of this one.
Tomorrow, be the last day in your life, I can't free you, only plead for you, on the last day.
Third song on side two is called I Can Hear You Callin'. Another rocker where Jim Clench and Miles Goodwin trade vocals, which they also did on Come On Along. This song is fine, it has a decent chorus. At times the production or the mix on this album is a bit muddier than the last album, not quite as well done as on record, but this song is alright. Next song on side two is called Cat's Claw. This is a big sounding song and pretty cool. Lots of nice riffing and a soaring guitar solo. So I give this one a thumbs up.
So many things you down.
Alright, Electric Jewels ends with a song called The Band Has Just Begun. Another riff fest. I'm not that into the breakdown section, I would cut that part out, but this is a really cool song. Awesome guitar, some nice hooks. It's a great way to end the album, raucous and heavy. The band seems to have figured itself out.
Sing you a tune, the
All right, join me tomorrow when we will talk about the fourth album by April Wine called Stand Back.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.